And welcome to the Audio Mow for the 13th. And I've got another short story. And this one has the starting title, Giving In Wasn't an Option, which I've used a couple of times now. And it's called The Man Who Sued Himself. Giving in wasn't an option. 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want to integrate, shouted his T-shirt. Well, the left-hand side. The right blurred out, we're all in this, brackets, body, brackets, together. Both the prosecution and the defence barristers sighed at the witness's garb, shuffled papers, breathed slowly, and were grateful he was wearing anything at all. Both were getting paid, from the same bank account, in fact. They both rose as the Right Honourable Judge Jewell took in the room and then her seat. The clerk stood and announced in a notably less bored tone than usual, Giles, number 3, versus Giles, number 1, 2 and 4. Custody of physical body and assets. It was going to be a long day. And this is a story that I did I suggested the opening line for myself. And the opening line, I'll just say for the story. But the story title is called Cum Zombie, aka Zombie Valley. I'm dead. Really dead. Not in the there'll be a twist at the end and I'll be saved kind of way. Just dead. I'm not truly Welsh, of course, being that my great-grandfather's mother's second husband was from Scotland. A secret shame that the family has borne quite well, considering. When questioned over my flame-coloured ginger hair, relatives successfully hinted at the local milk delivery representative as explanation. An obvious solution, except for the fact that her hair was clearly and obviously dyed. But there you go. So our family are what common canny locals would call incomers, not having lived long enough in what correct English would transcribe as the singing valley. Cum is valley, canny to sing. Harsher translators refer to us as the town in the uncanny valley, given that uncanny has an uncanny familiarity for anyone who has had the pleasure to visit the place. Die the death died, ironically, under what we thought at the time were suspicious circumstances for an undertaker. When he burst into the pub swearing that one of his corpses had risen from the marble slate where he'd been resting quite comfortably in state and had seen fit to bite his funeral benefactor before succumbing to a second dose of rigor mortis, we all put it down to sniffing the formaldehyde one time too many. It was only later that a subtle but completely ignored change came over the townspeople of Common Canny. Most people are travelling through didn't seem to notice, however, and unlife carried on with relatively few changes. And that's your lot for today. Hope everyone's having a great audio moment.